from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Monday, Danny and Dusty with you. How's everybody doing on this Monday?
So much football.
What a great Monday. I can't tell you how thrilled I am coming out of this weekend. Just awesome. Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl again. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. I think we're... What? They beat Joe Burrow in the Bengals on the road. I mean... I think that they're going to do it again.
They beat Slim Shady.
They're going to do it again. Yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl, guys. Pay no attention to a fumble on like the 1 yard line and like, you know, Joe Burrow having nobody to throw the ball to cuz Jamar Chase was limited. Like just don't let Patriots are back.
Is that a game that we look back God, we're sporting so hard, but is that a game we look back in 10 weeks and go, "Yeah, that didn't count for the Bengals."
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we're going to look at that and say, exactly that. Well, that's a no counties. Everything's going to be okay. I mean, I don't know. Bengals may have some problems with, I don't know, running the football. But never a doubt, the under hit in that one. Let's go. Feeling good about that.
Yeah,
I was feeling awesome about that.
Look, I put that parlay in on the Gesicki touchdown, and then he get that. Fumbles at the 1 yard line.
But he got you a touchdown.
No, Gesicki didn't get me. You know.
Yeah, he did. Mike Gesicki scored a touchdown in that game.
It's not a. Did he?
Yes. He scored the touchdown. I think it was the first touchdown in the second quarter, right?
It wasn't Gesicki.
Oh, it wasn't? I thought he scored a touchdown.
No, it was.
No, never mind.
Zach Moss.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He dropped a touchdown for you then.
Yeah. No.
In the back of the end zone?
Yeah, and then he also had...
No, that sucks for you.
He also had the fumble.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. Anyways, Jacoby Brissett's going to be the MVP. Efficient 15 of 24 for 121 yards.
God, he wasn't even the worst quarterback yesterday.
No, he won a game. Oh. And
plenty of quarterbacks won games.
Was efficient. Come on, let's go.
You're not
excited about 121 yards passing?
Well, we'll talk about later. Quarterback play was set back like 3 decades yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. My Southern Oregon Raiders, they won 42-6 over apparently the Bishop Sycamore of college football. Quite literally, the Bishop Sycamore of college football. If you guys haven't looked into this school, there's a school called Lincoln University.
That sounds made up.
Down in Oakland. They don't have a home field. They don't have a practice field. They don't have a weight room.
Do they have a campus?
Yeah, I think so. they get beat by like a billion points in every single game. And I text a buddy down there and I was like, hey, is this a real school?
No.
Or is this the Bishop Sycamore of college football? And he sent me a link that said a scrappy football startup or the College Bishop Sycamore from USA Today. It's about Lincoln University. And so I was really pumped about this 42-6. Well, I was like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, it turns out I tried to check their schedule.
No counties.
And you go to their school's website and it gives you the 404 error. This website doesn't exist. I was like, all right, so they're just hiding everything. They're hiding everything from everybody. Here.
Problematic.
So I got that going for me. Ducks went in another thriller. 37-34 at the buzzer. That game was something.
Brady made his debut as an announcer, and boy, is he not good.
I said this is the good stuff about the weekend. Tom Brady was not part of the good part of the weekend.
You got to go forward to go backwards. It's harder to go 10 yards than it is to go 5 yards. I was just like, oh, this is how they won, huh? Okay.
I wonder how much of that was him just overthinking everything because of the NFL ownership and like he can't be critical, he can't be accused of tampering. Like that was a big story, and it's like he can't talk to anybody before the games. He looked a little nervous.
Yeah, he was. It made me go, I want Greg Olsen on the call.
They should probably go put a helmet on him, make him feel more comfortable. just put a helmet on him while he's in the booth and just calm his nerves a little bit.
Have his audio go through the helmet comms.
Yeah, because that's crystal clear audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, the Beavs had their first shutout in 41 years.
Yeah, it's been a hot
first
minutes.
Road shutout in 41 years. You know what that last shutout was?
83.
Yeah, well, that was 41 years ago. No, it was the Toilet Bowl Civil War. The 0-0 scoreless tie between Oregon and Oregon State.
Yeah, they said Trent Bray was a year old. I'm like, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, that was the last time Oregon State shut an opponent out on the road.
I hate you guys so much.
How old were you, Jeff?
In what, 83?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was 7.
Yeah. All right.
Old.
And we talked with, on the program pod, we talked with Mike Jorgensen.
Oh, Jorgensen.
This week, we had a really good conversation about, like, his entire path to Oregon, and he's on like the Hall of Fame committee now. But we need to clear the air here. Jorgie gets the 83 Toilet Bowl pinned on him because he was a starting quarterback in 1983 for the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah. Did he not play in that game?
He broke his leg.
Oh.
He broke his leg. I need to defend Mike Jorgensen's honor here. And let everybody know that windy, rainy game was not on Jorgie, okay? I'm defending his honor. I promised him I would defend his honor from here on out. That and Mike Leach getting into the College Football Hall of Fame are my two life missions now. Well, and like raising my kids and, you know, being a good husband, all that stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Jorgie and Mike Leach getting into the Hall of Fame, that is my life mission now. And how about that? Texas Tech, Washington State. We are sporting way too hard. Had that Texas Tech, Washington State game.
It was an abomination until they finally opened some things up.
That was awesome.
It was not an honor or a tribute to Mike Leach in that first quarter and a half.
Doesn't matter.
Then it opened up.
We got Mike Leach into the Washington State Hall of Fame. Now he needs to get into the College Football Hall of Fame. Do the right thing, College Football Hall of Fame. You can't tell the story of college football without Mike Leach.
It's not hard to do this. It was like, well, it's 599 winning percent. Just put him in.
Yep, put him in. Say, you know what?
We don't care. It's our rules. We can make them however we want.
How about this? Contributor to the game.
There you go. It's not hard.
Contributor to the game. In his contribution to the game of football, pretty damn significant. Pretty significant. So we got a lot that we need to get to. We got to a little bit of it now. I'm on cloud nine right now. Like a great weekend of college and NFL football.
So much football.
Yeah. I have a conspiracy theory.
Oh.
Can I unload the conspiracy theory on you guys today?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
I like those.
All right. How about on 12:30, Dusty's Conspiracy Corner?
Ah.
Because I got, like, this is, I believe this in my loins, in my plums. I have a feeling I know exactly what happened yesterday in the National Football League. So we'll have I'm writing it down right now.
Mm.
Conspiracy Corner. Because I'm playing 3D chess when y'all are playing checkers right now.
Yeah, okay.
All right? You ready for this?
Mm.
Okay. That's coming up at 12:30. And it has to do with Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sure. So you land this plane.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna land it real nice.
Get thrown to the ground, perhaps?
No, you can call me Sully. I'm gonna put this down on the Hudson. And no, that was found not to be true, no,
that
Danny.
That was Denzel in the other movie.
Yeah, where he went upside down.
Yeah.
He went inverted.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna Sully Sullenberger this thing. It's gonna be a safe landing on the Hudson River, and everybody's gonna be on my side by the end of the 12:30 segment, okay? Bet.
We'll see.
You will be. Mm. You will be. Mm. Yes, you will. I know you will be.
I'd like to be on the other side just to be safe.
No, this one's right up your alley. This one's right up your alley.
Okay.
All right.
You've caught my attention.
All right. I'll hold it.
We got to see Nebraska beat the living hell out of Colorado.
Yeah.
Like that.
And oh boy, is the ball of yarn unraveling. So quickly for Deion Sanders.
Hate watched a game and loved a first half of football so much in my entire life.
But I found myself very torn.
Mm.
We talked about this last week. It gives me the creeps watching Dylan Raiola be Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is
very Mahomesian.
It's cringy.
He moves like him.
Quite the cosplay, isn't it?
It looks like him.
If you're going to buy into the bit,
like,
he's doing it really well.
Yeah.
He's doing it really well. And he's actually even playing really good football like Patrick Mahomes, too.
Mm-hmm.
He is so fun to watch. But then I see him and I'm like, can you wear 14 or 16?
Just change it up just a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit. But, you know, it's really cool that Patrick Mahomes is buying in. You know, he's tweeting at him during the games and all that stuff.
He's really just setting him up to be a doppelganger so that when he gets arrested, he can just blame it on Dylan Raiola, which, again, long con.
Ooh.
I like it.
See? Now we're starting Danny's Conspiracy Corner.
Whoa. Starting? Come on.
All right. We live in Danny's Conspiracy Corner.
Volume 743.
What are we doing here? Come on now.
Yeah. All right. So that was a lot of sports.
Hey, it's Monday after the first week of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean,
we're allowed this one.
It happens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here, non-sports. I went and floated the river.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was packed.
All right.
It was a nice little time.
Good.
There you go. Non-sports.
You pop your tubes?
No.
Were they worth $160?
Look, man, the turtle played.
Okay.
The turtle was super comfy.
All right.
It was good. It made for tying them together, because we put all four together, a little awkward because it has a giant turtle head poking out.
Yep.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it does.
Other than that, went great.
Well, good.
So,
when was that? Yesterday? Yeah. It wasn't that hot.
It was about 85.
Okay.
So in the water, very chilly. The drive home, I was like, man, my lower back is tingling. It was because it was basically thawing out because my lower back and butt had been sitting in 58 degree water for 3 hours.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, the blood's flowing again there. That's useful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Floating the river.
Yeah, it's good times.
All right.
The lovely officers of the law not searching the river for alcoholic beverages.
Oh, okay. Well, they're probably busy watching football like every other American.
I would imagine. There was quite a few ice chests floating down the river.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, we've evolved.
Bold move, Cotton.
It's like, people had tubes with ice chests in them, like full.
Yeah. I was like, that's a river play.
Oh, but I mean, like, I thought they got rid of that because they cracked down.
No rules. It's September. It's football season.
That's what I like to see.
Yep. All right. First Sunday of the NFL brought blowouts, upsets, and bad quarterback play.
Mm.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hicks rolls to the right, throws back in the middle, intercepted. And it's Reek Woolen who steps right in front of the receiver, Cortland Sutton. I don't think Bo Nix ever saw it.
Yeah, it was a call right here on the Fan yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks picking off Bo Nix twice in the opener as Seattle holds off the Broncos 26-20. One of, I don't know, 11 interceptions yesterday across the NFL. Quarterback play struggling out of the gate in the National Football League.
Absolute cheeks yesterday. I mean, there was very few quarterbacks that looked good.
Yeah.
Just up and down. Whether they're great quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, old quarterbacks, nobody really looked great.
No.
It was just, there was a lot of mediocrity up and down the board, and it was, whether it's Dak getting paid $240 million and going out there and doing next to nothing against the Browns, or a veteran quarterback going out there and, you know, Joe Burrow throwing for a buck 60 with no weapons. It was, or heaven forbid, any of the rookie, or I should say two of the three rookie quarterbacks in Caleb Williams and Bo Nix looking like rookies, and Jaden Daniels looking like a rookie, but better.
You had seven quarterbacks with two interceptions yesterday.
Yeesh.
Or in the first week.
How many quarterbacks finished with a buck 80 or less? Because I want to say it's probably 10 or more.
A buck 80 or less?
Yeah.
You're looking at 17 to 31. What's that? I don't know what the math is on that. That would be
17 to 31?
16. 16 quarterback or 14 quarterbacks?
Yeah.
14 quarterbacks with under 180 yards yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Dak Prescott with the 179.
Does that feel like a productive NFL weekend from quarterbacks?
All the way down to, you know what, I'm not going to count Andy Dalton, Malik Willis, or Jake Haener, who only each had one attempt.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to count those guys. So we will go, we'll bump that number right on down to 15, right on the head. Caleb Williams with the least of any starter with 93 yards, and then going on all the way up to Dak Prescott with 179. And we only had two 300-yard passers. I mean, it wasn't just guys not hitting that threshold of like 180 yards.
Yeah.
You only had two 300-yard passers, and you go back to last year, the opening week last year, Tua threw for 466. Kirk Cousins, 344. Matthew Stafford, 334. Mac Jones threw for 316. Derek Carr for 305.
Yeah.
You had five quarterbacks over 300 yards in week one. Only two, and one of them, it took overtime to get there. You know, Matthew Stafford, well, didn't get the ball. But Matthew Stafford threw for 317 yards, a touchdown and interception yesterday. He was one of the 300-yard passers. And then the only other guy to throw for 300 in week one of the NFL's regular season, Tua did it again. Mm. 338.
There's more quarterbacks that threw for two touchdowns or threw for two interceptions yesterday than threw for 300 yards.
Yeah, and look, we're looking at a lot of different reasons why that can be the case, whether it is the lack of snaps in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
We not only have cut down from four to three preseason games, which the fourth one they rarely played anyways, but you have less guys even playing in those preseason games. Mm-hmm. You're seeing further and further getting away from the importance of the preseason. But also, I think defensive play has ramped up across the league, right? You looked at, we played the cut of the Seahawks and intercepting Bo Nix. Their coverage was just up, and they were saying, we know what Bo Nix does.
Mm-hmm.
We know what Sean Payton does. We are going to take anything away short, and we're going to try to dare him to beat us deep. We're going to bait him into a lot of throws. You're seeing a far higher level of defensive play, too, but the reality of it is that we're not just seeing whether it is receivers being banged up, not having your wealth of talent, see Joe Burrow, or guys just not playing in the preseason and getting those snaps and getting those reps.
Yeah, this isn't the old NFL being back. We aren't back to running the ball 35 times.
No.
And, you know, 200 yards, 220 is a good week. You know, the old Troy Aikman days. It's kind of funny. You go back and look at those Cowboys lines. You're like, Troy threw for like 220 on a good day. You know, that wasn't the kind of days that you associated with the NFL nowadays. And I think Vancouver Ford text line, to highlighting Baker Mayfield. Yes, Baker was very good. Baker was probably the best quarterback this weekend.
Baker played lights out, man.
Yeah, he was incredible.
And it doesn't mean just because you're not throwing for a bunch of yards, it doesn't mean that you're not playing well.
Sure.
I thought C.J. Stroud played really well for the Houston Texans. I mean, C.J. Stroud in the Texans, and I think a lot of the flow of these games being week one, it was also very clunky. The flow of game defense always comes before offense, right? So we saw these really good defensive teams slow these offenses down, where, see, New England in Cincinnati, 16-10 final. The Steelers in the Falcons game was allergic to offensive football. Kirk Cousins looked, And that was a situation where you didn't get good quarterback play. Kirk Cousins was missing open receivers, double clutching the ball. How many times when you watch Kirk Cousins did he double tap the ball before he threw it? Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt got home, timed up their snap count. He was really good. On the other side of that game, you had Justin Fields, who led them down to 6 field goal drives in a win. Fields in a win!
He was a quote-unquote efficient, but nothing ever went down the field. It was 3 yards at a time.
Yeah, and then you had the Cardinals in Bills game where I think you go to that Cincinnati game, you look at the Cardinals-Bills game, the Bears game, the Seahawks game where you had 2 safeties in it. You had special teams plays all over the field, too, in week one that it didn't really affect the scoring that much, but special teams came up in massive places in all of those games.
Bears.
Where the Bears Titans games where it wasn't just some subpar quarterback play. Daniel Jones throwing ridiculous interceptions. Will Levis in that Bears game throwing a Daniel Jones-esque interception.
Was that like the worst one ever? That was awful. The Will Levis.
The falling pitch.
I mean, no, it was Daniel. Remember Daniel Jones' first pass attempt in the preseason?
Yeah.
In the end zone where he just flicked it out and was like, oh no. Very similar.
I can at least give Levis a little bit of wiggle room in that it's, what, start number 8 for him?
Yeah.
This is start number 20-something.
When he basically 25. Never got off his knees on that one, too, and just went full on, like, surrender Cobra.
I mean, Daniel Jones,
he did it before the play was even over. Yeah. He was like,
ah. Caleb and Bo were both very bad. They're rookies making their first start.
Yeah.
If we're giving an award for worst quarterback play of the weekend, I'm pretty certain it's just Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is up there.
Here's the insane thing. You had 6 quarterbacks with less than 5 yards per pass attempt.
Yeah.
That's just, ugh. That's egregious. That's bad. And again, that's Caleb, Bo, Jones, Brissett, Levis, and Watson, which Watson we can talk about later being broken.
I was going to say Deshaun Watson may be up there right alongside of Daniel Jones. And it's like that sliding scale of what we have seen from Deshaun Watson in what he is now.
I mean, when
it's not the same quarterback.
His last year in Houston, he was a top 5 quarterback.
I don't know if it's a product of everything that he did to himself to get him in this mental space.
Because physically, it doesn't look like it's... Like,
but he also had shoulder injuries.
That's true, yeah.
You know, he's had an injury history. I just don't know if he is broken. Oh, wait, no. Clear cut for worst quarterback was Bryce Young.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I forgot about that. He was like 10 of 30, right? No, 13 of 30, my bad.
Yeah, Bryce Young was...
He's awful.
Awful.
Brutal.
It was bad.
He might surpass Jamarcus.
Yeah.
He might surpass Jamarcus as the worst number one quarterback ever.
Yeah.
He's that bad.
Yeah.
And there's nothing redemptive
that
about
him. That whole team is...
We talked about this on Friday. Like, do they have the potential to be like the worst team we've ever seen? And I genuinely think they could be.
They could be up there. Yeah. And I don't know, like... Oh
there's, and they just lost Derek Brown.
Yeah.
Like, the one like remotely decent player on that team.
Well...
is packed up.
They're no Patriots, I can tell you that.
Oh, God.
You know? The offensive line was not. Somehow they ran for 120 yards. I don't know how they did it.
Brutal.
I don't know how they did it. But we also saw teams going through it where Josh Allen, obviously uncomfortable with some of his new targets that he has and not having Stephon Diggs. I worry about Josh Allen in the the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, and the number of hits he's going to take?
Did he break his hand yesterday, his left hand?
Yeah.
I mean, they taped it up, they wrapped it. In the post game, he's like, I don't need my left hand. I'm right-handed quarterback. It's like, are we going to see a clubbed-up quarterback playing?
Well, they haven't said a thing about it.
No, which is very odd.
Yeah.
And it took Josh Allen taking that game over with his legs for them to win, and I mean, rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns.
He was really good.
He was
a really, like, if you're talking about quarterbacks this weekend that were good, he was really good.
But you can't play like that in the National Football League.
Oh, you mean between the tackles as a quarterback? No.
I mean, you are going to take so many hits.
Yeah, it's,
you just can't afford to do that. But they escape. They were on upset alert against the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. Where Kyler
Your
Murray
Cardinals.
Wasn't great. Yeah. Looking okay. And that's kind of what I was expecting is Arizona's going to look okay. And do you see the play where Kyler Murray, and look, here's another thing too. We had so many quarterbacks missing wide open, like not like overthrowing or underthrowing, not even recognizing wide open receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr., there was nobody within 20 yards of him. And Kyler Murray was locked on to the middle of the field where there were like three guys draped over.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Dude.
One catch, three targets. He was the anti
big catch though. Third down catch.
Did you see how many targets Kupp had last night?
Well, yeah, especially when Puka Nacua went down.
It's dusty. 21 targets is insane.
Yeah, but
that's insane.
When Puka Nacua goes down, that's what Puka Nacua was getting when Cooper Kupp was out.
21 targets is crazy.
That is, but who threw for 300 yards? Yeah.
Matthew Stafford
threw for 300 yards.
Look, speaking of the Cardinals, I told you the Rams are game. They're feisty.
Allowing 163 yards rushing is going to be a problem.
I will say, 75 of that came on one drive?
Yeah.
The overtime drive when they went, hey, Aaron Donald's not here. David Montgomery, run behind Ragnow and Penei Sewell, and we're just going to go, because it was an eight-play drive. They had seven rushes.
Yeah.
And they just pounded it down their throat.
And guess what other teams are going to do moving forward? Say, hey, Aaron Donald isn't a menace anymore.
So let's run
the, we can run the football now.
Did you see Dan Campbell in overtime on the camera?
Yes.
He was on demon time. Like, he was salivating running the ball.
It was a fever dream for him.
He
loved it.
He was ordering so many wings.
Yeah. Ah, you love to see it. Mm. Dan, the Lions are back. Mm. Jim Harbaugh. And the Chargers.
So ugly.
They just ran the football.
It was such an ugly game. But I will say this. I hate Notre Dame with every fiery passion in my soul. Joe Alt is a dude.
Joe Alt is a monster.
Dude.
He was damn near perfect in grading in week one of his first NFL start.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
Tighten that tinfoil, baby.
Quarterback play down across the NFL. Will we see it in Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers makes his return tonight.
Oh.
363 days.
Who are they playing?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh.
In Levi's Stadium, which is known for having really good turf. So a guy who's coming off an Achilles injury playing on that grass is probably going to have a ton of confidence.
Also, we didn't get to talk about this either. The Eagles-Packers game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That turf is the worst turf I think an NFL game has been played on in 30 years.
Okay. This is the problem when you play a football game on a soccer field.
It's
because
not meant
it's
for that.
Different grass. The root system is short root system. Yeah. So it gets torn up a lot easier. Because have you ever seen a soccer player at 300 pounds, let alone have you ever seen a soccer player at 250 pounds?
And you can stop at 200.
Okay. Have you ever seen a soccer player at 200 pounds?
There's like five of them in the world.
It is a different style of play.
And cleat.
You're seeing a far different movement pattern too, where it's more hard cutting in football, a lot of planting in the trenches there. It's not conducive to playing football on a soccer pitch.
Horrendous footing.
Very bad.
It was like watching live Flintstones on ice.
You know who didn't have a problem though? Saquon Barkley.
Well, he did get bitten by the turf monster a few times, but he also broke some too.
He looked like he is proving a point this year.
Do you think the Mara family is currently packing the entire Giants front office stuff for them, or?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm still trying.
I mean, Daniel Jones played really
well. He almost made it.
No. I did feel bad for Daniel Jones, though, because you see, not only was he getting booed off of the field, but he was leaving the stadium and fans stuck around to boo him, and they were calling him Danny Pennies, not Danny Dimes. They were yelling Danny Pennies at him, burning his jersey in the parking lot. Like,
he's got 140 yikes. Trillion pennies to work with, so I think he's okay.
Yeah, I still feel bad. Like, you know this, though. They are human beings.
Oh, yeah, no. The money doesn't cover it all up, but I also...
Brutal, dude.
This goes back to what we talked about 2 years ago when they gave him that contract.
Not good.
String him out on the franchise tag and give Saquon the money. It was going to be better for you.
They did not.
Ugh.
They did not. All right. We'll have a lot more NFL. Quarterback play, not fantastic.
Not fantastic. Horrendous. You want to go to my conspiracy corner?
Yes.
All right. Dusty's conspiracy corner next on The Fan. Here's Rust.
All right. You ready to sit in on my conspiracy corner?
Yes. Tighten that tinfoil, baby.
Last night I had this epiphany as week one of the NFL's regular season was winding down
on Sunday. We do have a Monday night game. Jets at Niners. But yesterday, as I'm watching Sunday Night Football, I'm looking at the ticker, and the ticker reads, Tyreek Hill arrested, Dak Prescott earns record deal. And I went, I'll be damned, the NFL did it again. We wake up yesterday morning, and the news du jour is Tyreek Hill getting arrested on his way to the stadium
it
yesterday.
It was crazy. I'm sitting there, because it happened. It was much like the Masters.
PGA.
I'm sorry.
Are you US Open? No, wherever Scotty Scheffler.
Scheffler. Anyways, I golf. I swear. But you had Jeff Darlington literally standing there, so there was clarification on what the hell happened immediately, and it was like, Now Darlington was, I believe, in Miami at the game, but not in the vicinity of where this happened. So it was okay. In that vein, but you just had, you know, passersby with video of Tyreek Hill kind of being sucker punched and being thrown to the ground. And it was like, okay.
Very weird. The officer has been placed on administrative leave. Apparently as it's going, they careless driving. He was apparently speeding, wasn't wearing a seatbelt, got pulled over.
Total douche canoe here. And then, probably very likely.
And then apparently he got mouthy with the officer, and then the officer went, hold my beer, I'm going to take this two steps further.
Yeah, and that's the police union has put their foot down and said that Hill was uncooperative during his stop. And it's like, okay.
Okay, but I mean, we can see two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. Look, a guy being a D-hole does not mean you get to slam him to the ground.
Yeah. And boy, that was some spin zone with Drew Rosenhaus, like being boots on the ground immediately. He lives in Miami, but so he was there, like handling his little press thing. And
yeah, it was Rosenhaus and Tyreek's lawyer were both there on site, which, I mean, if you're Tyreek Hill and you've got how many kids through how many different women, you probably do have a lawyer near you at all times.
Well, I think with Tyreek Hill too, it was pretty funny to have the end zone dance on his 80-yard touchdown be him getting
locked up.
He's probably feeling okay about how this is going to play out when it's all said and done. But Tyreek Hill, we all wake up, he's arrested, we're all going, whoa, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
This is a bizarre world. About hour and a half later, Dak Prescott becomes the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. Highest paid player in NFL history. $1 million more.
Boy, do I love to see it.
A move that you go... Oh, that is a choice, Jera. Hear me out on this. Dusty's Conspiracy Corner. This is twofold. It's a win-win for the NFL and for the Dallas Cowboys. They hold this off until the opening, not just the opening week of the NFL.
Oh, you slide it in.
But you slide it in right as the Tyreek Hill news is coming in. And so for the NFL... The NFL, it's brilliant because one of your star players gets arrested a block away from the stadium. And then you have this other news story. So it's not just wall-to-wall Tyreek Hill. They've got to break it up a little bit for Dak Prescott coverage because he just got paid $231 million guaranteed. He's $240 million deal for Dak Prescott. But also on top of it, the Cowboys are sitting there going... We're not going to take all of the heat for giving Dak $231 million because we know that's coming. It's week one. It's going to be out of the news cycle pretty quickly. And oh, by the way, we split this with Tyreek Hill before the kickoffs even happen. It's a win-win for the NFL, for Tyreek Hill, and for Dak Prescott because he doesn't catch nearly as much heat. It gets buried by the Tyreek Hill stuff and the week one of the NFL regular season. And then Tyreek Hill's news story has to be covered not as intensively because of the fact that Dak Prescott got paid as well. It was brilliant timing. And I go back to What did the D-bag that just got fired for the Commanders say? State-run media.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, and that, he said that on his little date that he went on.
He was trying to get laid.
It was, he was covering up for poop pipes in the Commander Stadium bursting, and he said, I just said it was water. Now that is state-run media. Mm-hmm. This is the NFL just going, all right, how do we cool this thing? Jerry?
Are you calling Dak Prescott a poop pipe?
Well, might be. Might be. Well, actually, the Tyreek Hill getting arrested was the poop pipe.
Mm.
The Dak Prescott is, look over here, it's just water. There's water over here.
When I saw the Dak deal, I thought it was a ball sack sports thing.
Did you?
$231 million for Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Yeah. For Dakota Prescott, $231 million? Yeah, I thought that was fake.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad they did that, because now I don't have to worry about the Raiders doing it.
Yeah.
That was the first, like, when I realized it was actually real, I went, yes!
Now your worry is about them drafting Shedeur Sanders.
I don't think we're there. I don't think we're there.
We are talking about the Raiders here.
Yeah, again.
QB1's going to go off the board to Carolina. You guys are going to be stuck with QB2. You're going to go, we got to take a quarterback.
Cam Ward, Quinn Ewers?
Would you rather have Shedeur Sanders
or 32-year-old Cam Ward?
Or Dak Prescott?
Well, I'm thinking of Cam Rising, excuse me.
Yeah, God, that's revolver or shotgun.
See? No, I think you'd take Dak. I mean, not at $231 million.
Yeah,
but
that's the difference. Like, $231 million, no. There's two quarterbacks that would take at that price. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, three. Outside of that, no. God, no.
Well, I'm just saying. So I think old Roger Goodell, he called in that shot the Cowboys and was like, now's
send
the time.
It. Send it.
Now is the time. We release this contract now.
That red phone in Jerry's office rang.
Yeah. He's like, Jerry, I know where the skeletons are. Release the contract. Give him the money now.
Jerry's the one telling Goodell he knows where the skeletons are.
I know.
Call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Send it in on Tyreek. I need some cover.
We need... No. Oh, man.
I did that thing I do every single time where I pay the wrong guy too much money.
All right. We can pivot to some college football. We've got a little bit of college football coming up. Top of the hour, we will digest another nail biter in unrest in Eugene at 1 o'clock. But coming up next, we mentioned Shedeur Sanders in Colorado. The snowball continues to fall and roll down the hill for the old Colorado Buffaloes. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, it happened. The Colorado Buffaloes rolled into Lincoln, Nebraska, and they ended up rolling out with a significant loss, a game that was not close from the start to the finish. Nebraska rolls up Colorado 28-10 in a game that wasn't that close. 28-0 at halftime. Nebraska took their foot off the gas. That place was rocking. Their defense was absolutely insane.
Yeah, they coasted home.
I mean, it was that defense in Nebraska. Matt Rhule's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Really good coach. A true freshman quarterback in his second start, Dylan Raiola, goes 23 of 30. Only 185 yards, but a touchdown.
I mean, he marched them down the field, and then Dowdell punched touchdowns in. That was basically it. And then you had the pick six. Once the pick six happened, that was Daniel Jones-esque from Shedeur.
Yeah.
It was late. It was floated. It was to the field side. Everything you could do was wrong. And it was like, oh. Good. Like the second that pick six happened, the game was over.
And what everybody went to after that, from that point on, was here comes the stat padding, and that's exactly what we saw. Travis Hunter, 10 catches, 110 yards in the game. No touchdowns, though. You just saw Shedeur, because playing from behind, they were airing it out. And side note in all this, Shiloh Sanders, Dion's kid, did get hurt,
broke his forearm,
had surgery on it. Well wishes to him. Hopefully he gets better soon. But all of a sudden we saw Colorado is unraveling again. And what happens next? Well, what happened next is a report that came out saying Deion Sanders had asked the Colorado band not to play the fight song after they score a touchdown that Shadur is a part of, and instead wants over the stadium loudspeaker to play Shadur Sanders' rap song, which Nebraska played in the locker room after they rolled him up 28-10. Mm. They played that Shadur Sanders song.
What is it? Timing is right, or perfect timing, or something?
Yeah,
like
perfect
that?
Timing.
Yeah,
yeah. And
I don't know. He took, what was it, 6 sacks, and there was like 16 negative plays in the game for Colorado.
So what we have here is everybody now is just saying, "All right, more ammo. We've reloaded the clip. Time to fire again at Deion."
Yeah.
Colorado has a statement on this.
Mm.
And they're saying, no, this is not true. Okay. Here is the statement from Colorado sports person. There's on the report, Deion Sanders told the band not to play the fight song after his son Shadur scores a touchdown. This from Kyle Bonagura of ESPN. "This is not true. Nobody ever asked the band to refrain from playing the fight song. After a touchdown, the band plays Glory, Glory, Colorado. After the extra point from a touchdown, the band plays Fight CU, as has been the standard practice for years." Okay, that seems pretty standard. However, "When Shadur Sanders scores a touchdown, the band will wait a moment for a small snippet of Shadur's song to play before immediately kicking into Glory, Glory, Colorado. This is exactly what happened during the game against North Dakota State. The practice is not unique to Shadur, as the band will wait a moment after a successful field goal to play Alejandro Mata's song before playing Fight CU." Their kicker has a song? So what?
This seems mildly problematic.
So they do play the fight song, but I think what people are all saying about this is, no, we definitely believe that Deion went to the band and said, "You got to wait because we're going to play Shadur's song after the touchdown. Then you guys can play your fight song." Happy little medium there.
Yeah, this is everything and more about what people have accused Prime of doing, which is using Colorado basically to get his son to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen here is in 3 years.
There's a lot of Deion is a grift going around.
In 3 years, you're going to see Prime in an interview, and he goes, "Of course, I was doing the best for my son. It's my son. That's what I'm supposed to do, is take care of him."
Well, I think what
you know that's coming.
What we're seeing, though, is he's not hiding behind that. He's already told us he's going to manipulate the NFL like the Mannings did to get his kid where
he
wants
him
to go.
It's going to be even more egregious and over the top in like 3 years when he's doing interviews because he's not coaching anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And I
it should surprise absolutely no one.
But this is one of the ones where, and I do criticize Deion for when he says one thing and the actions of his team or him go completely counter to that. And I don't. Like, that's something that rubs me the wrong way and is really makes it a lot harder for me to root for the, I want him to be the disruptor. I like disruptors being successful.
Yes.
It's getting harder and harder when you have the talk out of one side of your mouth and then go ahead and do something else on the other side, right? Like, you're given the old magician trick of look over here with what my right hand is doing and I'm going to do the sleight of hand with the left. That seems like that's becoming exposed more and more with what's going on at Colorado. And this, it feels like this may be one of those things as well. They're doing everything they can to protect him, though. And they're going a long way to protect him. All right, right now is your chance to win a free pizza from Bellagio's Pizza. If you listen to the Ducks post-game scoreboard show, okay, they gave you the very best player. If right now, text the Bellagio's Pizza very best player to 503-864-6326. That's 503-864-6326 right now to enter your chance to win a free pizza at Bellagio's Pizza. Head over to the 1080thefan.com for complete details. All you got to do is text in the name of the Bellagio's Pizza very best player to 503-864-6326 from Oregon's win over Boise State last Saturday night. All right, let's dive into that game. Ducks white knuckle another one in Autzen Stadium. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.